Hello, Nada. It's the opposite end of the weekend now. It's Sunday at about 11 p.m. Opposite end of the weekend to my first attempt at responding to a message, which was absolutely terrible. I'm kind of embarrassed about it now. I wish that I had exercised discretion like you did with your earlier drunken piece of audio, although that kind of sounded sort of funny as such. I'm curious and would like to hear it, although you probably will not send it to me. Whereas mine was not even funny. I was just emo, and like I'd actually had a really good night and was feeling quite good, but in general I've not been feeling so good, and so I was sort of emotional and shitty audio. And your message was really good, thank you. Made me happy and made me smile, and it deserved a better response than that, so I'm doing another one. I was actually in bed sort of trying to get to sleep, and then I was woken up by a phone call. And now I can't get back to sleep. But that's irrelevant. I also wanted to apologise for kind of blackmailing you into doing audio, although you sounded kind of uncomfortable doing it, you know, and you're all with the sticky out tongue emoticons. You know, in hindsight, I feel slightly guilty about that as well. I'm the worst person in the world. But I'm very pleased that you did. I think that you should definitely send me audio all the time. Get into groove with it. Do it. And now I will send you a handmade thing. I've got it sitting here in my inbox on my desk, all nicely wrapped. I'll go to the post office probably tomorrow, if not the day after that, depending on the state of my finances and various other things I need to do. I will get paid on Tuesday, so I'll definitely be able to do it on Tuesday. I've got a list here of things that you mentioned in your message. The religion thing, yeah, I've been through many phases with religions on Facebook. For a long time, I described myself as a Nadaist, and then you declared that Nadaism was dead, so I described myself as an ex-Nadaist, amongst various other religions. But Baconianism, I don't know if you know what Baconianism is. It's a religion derived from Cat's Cradle by Kurt Vonnegut, which seems similar to me. Basically, I'm a nihilist. I don't believe in anything. I think everything is made up. And the essence of Baconianism is it can be expressed many ways. But, you know, nihilism, it fascinates me because it's this thing of if nothing's real, it cuts both ways. You can see it as this incredibly crushing thing where, oh, nothing means anything. Or I remember having a really inspiring conversation with Berkey in New York about this. It also means that you can, that anything's possible. And the essence of Baconianism is, yeah, everything is a lie, so choose the lie that you like the best. You know, live according to made-up truths that make you happy and that make you, yeah, it seemed comparable to Nadaism to me in that it's basically a religion that is quite openly based on nothing. You made a page about being a Nadaist and being love for nothing, and love for nothing is kind of my trope, although it was inspired by someone at a place I used to work, Johnny Coburg, who came up with this phrase, love for nothing, in a moment of sort of divine inspiration. He'd been up all night playing his guitar, and suddenly it struck him like a lightning bolt. Man, I'm liable for nothing. And he thought that he had discovered this profound philosophical truth, and he was running around. He was going to start a whole movement based on this and print up T-shirts, and he thought he was going to be the next Tyler Durden or the next Jesus or whatever. It's going to have a web page and everything. I don't know if I ever actually did anything, but it was a big deal, this whole love for nothing thing. It was a big in-joke at my old work, and I was all for it. I thought it was a very powerful phrase and that it had all kinds of interesting connotations. Also, like, that it was recognisable as being, it was very often misunderstood. People would talk about, oh, being liable for nothing means you're responsible for nothing, so you can do whatever you like. And no, liability and responsibility are not the same. And, you know, in many ways, they're sort of diametrically opposite. You will be responsible. You know, the universe will make you responsible for the things that you do, the extent to which you're liable, you know, oh, and all of this semantics, and just it was the whole liable for nothing movement. That was a whole other story. Anyway, you got your nails done, and because a friend has turned you into a girl, and my friend Kathy Coote, I remember once she was fixated with this idea that she was not a girl because she didn't know how to braid her hair. And in all kinds of ways, she felt like she wasn't a proper girl. And then one day someone taught her how to braid her hair and how to do French braids and interesting things with her. She's like, I'm a proper girl now. You're getting your nails done. You ride a motorbike. That's really funny. My reaction to that is it's funny. I find it a hard image to conjure. My sister's friend Chloe's huge on motorbikes. And similarly, I found it hard to picture her on a motorbike until I actually saw her. riding a bike, you know, been around to her house and seen all of these bikes in her garage. She has about three of them. But it just seemed weird to me until I actually saw her riding it, and it actually made perfect sense. Anyway, once again, I've digressed. How am I? As you will know from, as I whinged in my earlier audio, I've been fairly down. I'm doing better than I was. You know, I get very down sometimes, you know, and other times I'm not. But I've been quite down and uninspired. What am I doing? What am I up to? Trying to decide whether I should go back to art school. It's been my long-term dream to go to art school and study art. And now that I've finally gotten into a really good course, I'm actually sort of thinking, do I really want to waste it on my uninspired, depressed self? Would I be better off working in a call centre and just sort of gradually regrowing my brain, regrowing my sort of just getting back to a point where I feel really good and really inspired and like I'm really up for this and actually want to do it, rather than it being this thing where I'm just sort of like, it's just going to be one more thing for me to stress and worry about when I could just give myself an easy time. Or is that a cop-out? I'm not sure. So that's what I'm up to, trying to decide, especially since I'm kind of underemployed. I'm not getting enough shifts at my current job. And it would at least guarantee me a source of income because the government will pay me to study. So I'm not sure what I'm doing. What am I doing? Mopping around a lot, trying to not be too much in my head and to sort of engage with the world more than I have been, and gradually getting back to a point where I feel good and happy and reasonably sane and normal, rather than this depressy piece of shit. And sort of coming to terms with the idea that it may, you know, given that I've gotten pretty down, it may take a while for that to happen, and trying to be philosophical about it. Yeah. The weather, what has the weather been like? The weather has been insane, but that's Melbourne for you. Like, you say, oh, I imagine the weather's hot in Australia. That's a total cliche lie, not true. It's like people imagine the weather's always cold and icy in Russia. Actually, Russia, like Australia, is a pretty big country. We have whole variations of weather. You know, we have snowy mountain ranges, and we have, you know, where it snows all the time. Snow, I remember telling people overseas that we have snow in Australia, and they're like, get out of here. Bullshit. You don't have snow in Australia. It's hot everywhere. Everyone knows that. Melbourne, in particular, the weather is totally schizophrenic all the time. Gets pretty cold and wet over winter, and quite hot in summer, but the weather in Melbourne can never be relied upon, and it's been exceptionally crazy lately. We've been having this strange combinations of like really hot summery weather, and you know, for sort of half a week, and then fucking flooding torrential rain, and then this really balmy combinations of the two where it's really hot and wet, so you feel like you're in the tropics. The weather in Australia generally has been mental up in, I don't know if you've heard about this, but it's been quite big news up in Queensland in the north of the country. They've had a horrendous time. They've had serious flooding, like major disruption, many lives and lost and destruction of property. And then they had a cyclone, and then they had more floods. And it was just sort of like, poor old fucking Queensland. Queensland is like the far north. It's like they're known for their extreme weather, and it's kind of, we haven't had anything quite that bad. Although our living room did flood because our gutters were kind of clogged. Had to move the TV away from the window and do a lot of mopping, and then I had to get up in the rain and clear the gutters, but that's not very interesting. But what's the weather been like? Schizophrenic, because that's what the weather is like in Melbourne. But don't let that put you off visiting me. I think you should definitely come to Australia and visit me. That would be awesome. Don't visit me now. I'm not much fun at the moment, but visit me in the future when I'm more fun. And see Melbourne. It's a pretty happening town. There's a lot to do. It's good. I can't guarantee hot weather, although if you come in summer, it'll probably be, actually no, I can't guarantee. I can't, that's the thing about the weather in Melbourne. It's notoriously unpredictable. Can't be guaranteed. I'm just looking at my list of points. Motorcycle sending me audio all the time. The weather, having your nails done, Baconianism, and the handmade thing that you're going to make me. You've got an idea, and you're going to make one. I look forward to receiving it. And fuck this, I'm not very artistic. You know, although I'm one to talk, because, yeah, I'm not inspired, and I sort of feel like I haven't got a creative bone in my body right now. I know it's a delusion. I think we're all artistic. There's a beautiful quote, Hugh McLeod, someone who, everyone is born creative, everyone is given a box of crayons in fucking primary school, we develop certain ideas about ourselves, including ideas that we are not creative, and we start to believe them. But I think that everybody is inherently creative. I think this goes back to the early point about Baconianism and nihilism. Life is a creative act. Seriously, you know, like, so much. I mean, just because I'm not articulate right now, I'm not expressing myself well, but this to me is a really fundamental point about life. We make it up. Like, it seems like certain things are non-negotiable because there's a large collective belief in certain ideas that is pretty unbreakable, because so many people have these ideas so fixed in their head, and collective standards, you know, that you it's not like you can just decide, well, reality is like this, and go out there and make it like that, although you can to a surprising degree if you have the will and the smarts to pull it off. But, you know, so much of life is dictated by, I'm sure I've ranted about this probably in audio form at you before, it's kind of an abiding obsession of mine, something like money, for example. I listened to one of those This American Life episodes that you posted about this radio show on Facebook. It was the one about money, and it was all about how this thing of money, which the whole world revolves around, and it's considered to be, you know, one of the sort of hardest and fastest capital R realities that there is, this shit's made up. It's made up. It has value because we all agree it has value, and for no other reason, you know. You know, and it's just, to me, is perfectly illustrative. And I think many things flow from this. NeuroCam was an enormously important and inspiring thing to me because it kind of demonstrated this to me. I'm just not explaining this at all well, but you know, reality, so-called, does seem to have rules and stuff that you've got to negotiate skillfully in order to be successful. But the shit's made up. It's all, everything is a work of art, seriously. Certainly in this kind of affluent first world that we live in, where provided that you're not incredibly unlucky or incredibly stupid, you can easily survive. Beyond that, everything's fucking art. This audio that I'm recording for you now and the audio you've recorded for me is art. Getting your nails done is art. Riding a motorcycle is art. Me moping around being depressed is fairly shitty art, but I'm still making art by doing that. I'm going to smoke a cigarette now and it's going to be fucking art. How pretentious does that sound? You know, that's the thing I've learned. You can't talk about this stuff too much because people take it the wrong way and think you're being a wanker. And maybe I am, but I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's the solution to nihilism is to go, well, nothing means anything, so everything is a beautiful work of art. It's all fucking jam and gravy. I have no idea if that the point I just made makes any sense to you. I'm struggling to even appreciate it myself, but I know on some level that it's the key. I don't know. I feel like there's something else I should say, but I don't know what it is. Yeah, that'll do. That's more than long enough. I've addressed all the points. Now I'm doing this on my phone because when I do talk into my computer, due to my computer being cruddy, there's this, you might have noticed in the last piece of audio, there's this nasty background hiss. So I've done this on my phone, so I'll rip it off my phone and edit it down a bit and send it to you. Don't say you're not creative. Everyone's creative. If you tell yourself you're not creative, then you won't be. And this is what I'm doing. I'm going, I have no inspiration. I'm not an artist. You know? And making it true, as if by magic. Wow. Really should stop doing that. I don't know. Progressively, week by week, things are improving. I still don't know what to do about this school thing, but I'll figure it out. Or this work thing. Yeah. But I'm okay. I'm not going to die. And I have no right to complain, really. I live in this beautiful, interesting city. I am friends with and know all kinds of awesome, interesting people. I have no right. I have no right to be miserable. I really do not. Me. Okay, that's enough. Best wishes to you now, Awad. Thank you for the audio, and I hope that you enjoy your handmade thing, which will be in the post this week. That is all.